Next item. Thank you, Ronnie, for your insightful comments. Recommendations of the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board and Commercial Fishing Advisory Board. Mr. Travis, did it, Jane?
We appreciate the Commission's comments on that last item. It's not often that we raise administrative issues in front of you. Staff's always trying to accommodate what we can to provide to the fishermen what we can, but you know, the fishery division has not had an increase in the number of employees since 1984. And in fact, we have two vacancies in the division that we've got to hold because of the possibility of future budget cuts. And you all, you know, have read in the newspaper how the budget cuts have gone. So it's a tough situation for staff. It's not something we like at all, but unfortunately, it's reality, so I do very much appreciate your understanding on that. This is the recommendations of the Recreational Fishing Advisory Board and the Commercial Fishing Advisory Board. This year, the Recreational Board held only one round of meetings to consider projects. As you know, they normally do that twice a year, but because budget cuts have reduced the amount of money that is available in that fund for projects, there was no need to go through that funding process twice in a year. So this is the only time you'll see recommendations from them this year. The blue page that I just passed out is a summary of the projects that they're recommending for your approval, along with a listing of projects they're not recommending for approval. And they did something a little bit different this year in that for those projects that they recommended approval, they actually prioritized them. In the event you wanted to not fund some of them, you'll know where their priorities are. You can see that there's $1.7 million in the fund. They're recommending approval of projects that total $815,000. That leaves about $900,000 available in the future for spending. We did try to stress with that board that in light of past funding cuts and the potential for future funding cuts, it would probably be wise not to spend all of the money that they have available to them, because something may come along next year that is an even higher priority that they want to spend their money on. And they took that advice, and while there were some good projects presented to them, there were a couple that they didn't think warranted a high enough priority to fund at this time, and you'll see those listed at the bottom. The projects, of course, did go through a peer review and did go through a public hearing, and that's summarized in the evaluation. I won't go through that, but those are the projects that we're recommending for approval. And then on to the Commercial Fishing Advisory Board. There are two projects that are listed on the last page of the evaluation dealing with product development for Calno's Rays, and the second is the ASMFC required research on American eels that we do annually. Those two projects total about $80,000. And we're recommending those as well.
Any questions of Jack? Let me tell you, those guys and ladies, individuals that sit on that Recreational Fishing Advisory Board are a great group of people, provide a very dedicated and needed service to the Commission. They should be commended for all their hard work. They're also very wise and very responsible. They were apprised early on of the difficulties that we were having from a financial perspective, and instead of going in a direction that would have been less than productive, they've knuckled down and came up with this list of projects that I have had an opportunity to observe during my tenure here and know them to be very good projects. But I just wanted to go out and go on the public record of thanking them for all of their hard work, because it's not easy. They work tireless hours. I mean, some of their meetings dinner and everything go, you know, 3, 4, and 5 hours, and it can be contentious. People, anytime you're garnering for money, you run the risk of having some arguments and disagreements. But I just wanted to go on the record to publicly thank them and express appreciation of how much they do, because if I had to sit there and vet every one of them and make the decision and things like that, and it just would be an impossible task. But anyway, enough of that. Matters before the commission.
Chairman, I move the approval of the recommended projects.
Motion made by Mr. Holland, seconded by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.